Are You Wearing a Helmet? Is brought to you by Excelsior Games and Comics in Greenville, Michigan. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher.
Welcome back to Are You Wearing a Helmet, where we have decided to become a food podcast.
Mm-hmm. Pickles are delicious.
I'm Absolutely. Your DM, Keith Allen, and I'm joined today by my players.
Ken, playing Erdith, the Elven Ranger.
Chris, playing Wee-Hoo!
Rootin' Tootin' Rob, playing Edelbert Harrison.
We need to get you more Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
Eric Wisneski, playing Gunther Stanmeyer, Dill Spears. Pickle of choice.
Oh, All right.
Rick Dubridge playing Vander Knox, who will never
the
eat.
The biggest fan of pickles
never
in the
eat,
world.
Never eat Satan's cucumber.
Okay.
I dip it in.
So no pickles, but what about other pickled foods? Sauerkraut or anything like that?
I like sauerkraut.
Okay.
Pickled carrots?
Oh, yeah.
Never
in
had.
Like, in like cauliflower and stuff? Oh, you pickle whatever
nope,
you want.
Don't like cauliflower either.
Freaking delicious.
You brine. Brine that.
With some jalapenos? Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Pickled
yeah, with the yeah. heat, it's good.
Hey,
with the
you
heat.
Said
Hell
it.
Yeah.
It's going to be a food
true.
Podcast.
Yeah, I started this one.
Of
yeah.
nasty food.
Punks. Punks. They're my favorite.
Oh.
My favorite pickles.
Really?
Pickled meat.
Old guys?
Huh? Pickled yeah. bologna. Yeah. yeah.
Just the little gherkins.
He likes the little ones.
He likes
mouth.
How they feel in his mouth.
Think of the space rod.
Man.
All right, yeah. Before we talk about food, it's just space rods.
It's just,
deep fried pickled space rods.
They're good to lick.
Yeah.
Was that an ooh from our sound department?
Pickled butter.
Pickled butter.
So at next year's Danish Festival, there is going to be an Are You Wearing a Helmet food vendor where we're selling pickled space
butter.
Rods.
Just
yeah. you just get one of those like ice cream. Bicycle things and
yeah.
fill it full of sticks.
It's a little
butter.
Push cart.
Thanks, Ross.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, when we last left our adventurers, they were having breakfast.
Really? I thought we were had already left.
Yeah, we're getting
we
ready
had
to
left.
Go. Yep.
Oh, had we?
Yep. Okay. We had left breakfast.
Right. I'm sorry. Right. Now I'm hungry.
Yeah,
and
we're at,
finished my eggs
we're at,
Benedict and cucumber.
Yep. Yeah.
With
yeah.
extra
we're
hollandaise.
At the first door.
Without leaving a tip.
Yep.
they need those to survive, Eric.
Turn
right they do.
Jab.
This economy.
The maids are not paid enough.
Nah, that's why we're clearing this place out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to give, you know, some to the maids.
Oh, okay.
We steal from the rich and give to ourselves. Yeah, a little bit to the poor. I mean,
right. You got to have an honest
cleric,
box.
Cleric
right.
will make it happen.
Tithe.
True.
We call it a tithe.
A tithe.
10%. Mm.
Actually, 1/10 of the money just goes straight to the Roshan Church.
Yeah. Automatically, just like floats up into the air.
Yeah. Creator of man has needs, damn it.
Yeah.
Look, they got to have their piece of the action.
We, you know how we do it. We, you know, once we collect all of the tithes, we take it to the church. And then we throw it up in the air.
Whatever he wants to keep.
Keith is the chief. Y'all know the joke.
Making it rain.
Oh, dad jokes.
So who's taking us to the...
The maid leads you through hallways of blue and pink stone, past art installations set up along the wall. Just grained opulence. This entire place kind of reeks of it.
It's like if
opulence. Sorry,
there
not opulence.
We go.
And grand. Grand opulence. Grained.
Running thing.
Or is there
this.
Like a wood grain?
So this has been Are You Wearing a
There we go.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
But then you did.
He did bring
he
it,
it
up. All right.
Mispronouncing words is a long story tradition of this podcast.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I remember things like brazers, braziers, tunic.
Tonic is yep. That's a classic.
Yeah. So I've just been indoctrinated since day one because I can't speak to save my life.
Yeah,
well,
and
funny
dealing
that
with
we're
words
doing
you've
a
only
podcast.
Ever read.
So, the maid leads you through many corridors to the very back of the estate, where you find a large open air kitchen where five or six people are rushing around from ovens and cooking fires. You're assaulted as you open the door by the smells of roasted garlic, fresh baked potatoes.
It's not assaulted by consent. I was gonna.
Pickles.
Sorry, I broke my rule. I apologize, Keith. I apologize. Sorry.
Pasties just being cooked. Mm. Wait, you cook those things?
That's the best. Just being cooked.
Getting cooked right out in front of you.
It smells like they're cooked.
Guy working the spit. Yeah.
Cooking meat.
Theater of the mind, folks.
In my nostrils. Rutabaga.
You did give a warning. You warned everyone when we started this that food is on the mind.
It's true. Yeah.
Dang it. It's going to be now, too, because I'm getting hungry.
Oh, man, is that paprika?
Wow. Go push the cooks out of the way.
Get out, man.
What is this?
Is this a tool proficiency to cook this? What is
Give me what some of that nutmeg.
Get out of here, you donkey.
What are you?
An idiot sandwich.
You forgot the sir. All right. So, yes. And amongst them all, you do find Danvis standing there waiting for you.
What's up, Dan?
Gentlemen, if you'll follow me this way to the larder.
All right.
He leads you through the kitchen into the very back, into a dark, damp room used for storage for the most part, and he pushes even further back through a heavy iron door into a small chamber with a hole in the ground in it. So, gentlemen, down there is the catacombs. I will disengage the traps. He reaches over and pushes a lever down.
Okay.
To on off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a light switch. Yeah.
So is there a rope down the hole? Or?
For obvious security reasons, we don't keep one down the hole. But we do have a ladder coming for you right now.
Oh, all right. So we got so you're not ready for us, so we got to wait now. Fine.
So, any questions for me? I've only been down in the catacombs once.
Actually, I do have one question. Is there an architectural reason why the entrance to the catacombs is located in the kitchen? It seems unsanitary at best.
Yes. It's well, so the undead will go through the servants before they get to any of the
There's plenty
VIPs.
Of time for warning. When you don't get your dinner on time, there might be some undead down in the kitchen.
Well, the undead have never actually made an attempt to come up out of the catacombs.
They will now.
We're just being cautious about this. And the reason that we put it in the back of the estate in the kitchens is it's the most out-of-the-way place that we could think of.
Oh. Well, that makes more sense. I was considering that perhaps the garlic was near at hand. That makes more sense.
It's way easier to push the bodies down the hole.
When you throw ham scraps down the hole, you see what happens.
I can't understand why they keep coming alive.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry about the garbage. It's like having that gelatinous cube down there. You just just toss it down the hole. Be all right.
Mm-hmm. All right. As you guys are standing there conversing, two of the house guards come in with a ladder.
About time, freaking frack! Hop, hop!
Run it down the hole. And, well, gentlemen, this will be the last time we're actually going to lock the door behind us. We'll come back here this time tomorrow morning. He hands you a small bag. He's like, I have provisions for you here to get you through the day.
In a small bag?
Well, I mean, it's huge for you.
Ah, there we go.
I mean, you can put two of you in it.
Perfect. Yeah,
I take it you're going to be reactivating the traps.
Oh, no. We'll leave the traps deactivated just in case you come back early.
Can we go down, can I pull Weehoo aside? Can we talk? Is there any way you can keep an eye on this when you're going down? Maybe get a leg up in case they try to hose us on the way up and kill us and take the goblet?
I feel there will be other exits.
We should take the goblet on the way out.
As we sap the foundations.
I think there's probably going to be an I'm hoping there's a second way out.
Okay.
And they keep showing up because they keep coming from somewhere and not reanimating 3 and 4 times.
I still don't trust
them. That's just my thought.
You don't trust anybody.
I'm small enough, and I got those burrowing fingers.
Climbers,
you know,
okay.
So I just go wherever I need to go.
Whole bag full of burrowing fingers.
They're pickled. Delicious.
All right, so I guess I'll go first.
All right, let's do this.
All right. You enter into a very plain stone room. As you crawl down the ladder and into the catacombs, there are no lights or anything down there currently.
Holy crap! Soundwave is with us!
He's superior.
Sweet!
Turns into a boombox. Carry me.
Yeah, we need a picture of this.
All other miniatures.
Yeah. You can keep going. I don't. I can do this, and you can talk. It's fine.
So, room is a single heavy iron door with a bar across it, right directly across from where you come down the ladder.
All right, I'm going to go unbar the. Well, can I unbar the door? I'm kind of strong for a little fella.
I'm going to cast light on my belt buckle.
Okay. Shiny crash. Got it.
Do the Superman pose.
Excuse me, my healing powers are up here. But that's not where my holy energy emanates from.
Whoa. I know it's the creator
of
man.
That's, of course, my heart.
Sure. That's where you were going.
I unbar the door.
Now that's where you're going.
All right.
And then move out of the way.
As the traps go off again.
Pretty much.
Actually, as you look around the room, what's your passive perception, Chris?
Me?
Yes.
Chris. I'm looking.
Well, all of you, I guess.
Under somewheres.
14.
Been a while.
9.
Yeah, 14.
17.
1-4.
17. Oh, yeah, that's right.
What is it? It's your thing on your what?
Yep. Top left.
9.
Right underneath your last name.
9.
6.
Yeah, wait. Aren't you a cleric?
I don't know how you
are. You're staring off the
Are you basing off on dexterity?
Hey, what?
Passive is 10 plus your wisdom bonus.
It's 10 plus your wisdom. It's 10 plus so, your 14, perception. Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Better than 9.
Okay. I think it's more fun if it's 9, personally. But
I'm a cleric who can't cast spells.
I just assumed it was right. I'm like, he's not very observant. You know?
He lives in his own world.
I didn't question.
All right. Actually, the floor that you're standing on has several small holes.
I am not going to step on those holes.
Drilled down into it. It's impossible to not, actually.
Yeah. It's probably one of those traps that they have deactivated, right? So I'm going to dance across them. Go down the hallway. La 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 la.
Weehoo, you notice that there, it's like each one of the stones is a pressure plate.
Wow. This would really suck if they turn those things back on, okay? Just letting everybody know. La 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 loo. As I dance around the hall.
Okay.
It's right. Safe. See, look.
I sense no danger here.
I'm glad that we got to experience that.
Things are just getting weirder and weirder here.
It's the SpongeBob episode, Hooks.
Yeah. Maybe be really perceptive around here and just kind of take a look at these traps, see maybe how they work, and remember that for the future.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is a good opportunity.
So when we undoubtedly have to get out of here in a hurry.
I wonder are you examining the traps? Or?
I'll take a little peek, and honestly, I'm going to see if I can disengage them
Jam
from em. Here.
Yeah.
Since they're off.
Mm-hmm.
I can hopefully I want to see if I can fiddle with it and disengage it from down here so that they'll be off regardless of the lever above.
It's all right, bud.
Trap. We already said we can't talk. We know we can't talk.
All right. So the traps themselves appear to be iron spikes that would shoot up out of the floor.
Wow.
So and they appear that they would cover about every 3 inches. So it's quite a few of the holes drilled into the floor. They appear to be some kind of spring-operated mechanism. And like I said, each one of the flagstones in and of itself is a separate pressure switch.
But they all have to be in parallel so that any one switch activates the trap.
Correct.
So I should be able to break it anywhere along there.
You would have to get up underneath the stonework?
Yeah. Here we are. Okay. Get the trap disengaged.
We got a couple of hours. Get out the cameras.
We're not expected back until tomorrow.
Yeah.
We
or
know
ever,
that
really.
A halfling can fit into any hole he can get his nose into, so he probably can just down.
That's true.
What if we left something really heavy on one of the flagstones so that it would just activate and stay activated, and then we could make our way around the spikes?
What if we moved forward and did something interesting?
Yeah. Either which way, the basis is I want to know if I can roll to disengage, to disable this trap, period.
All right.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, let's roll.
Roll it.
Yeah.
That is going to be, what, sleight of hand? What are we looking at?
It's a tool proficiency, thief's tool.
Yeah, just add dexterity plus proficiency.
Okay.
32.
Well, it's not. It's with the proficiency, it would be a 22.
Not bad.
Oh, dang. That's really good, actually.
Yep.
So, yeah, you managed to wedge enough stuff down in there that you feel that because the traps act in parallel, because this one section wouldn't fire off, it would hold the rest of them in place.
All right, nice. Fellas. I think we're okay on this one. Let's go.
Let's go.
All right.
All right.
Next.
Left.
So that's in the room that you were in.
Oh, snap. I thought that was the hallway.
No.
Oh, well, nasty. Out the hall then.
All right. Out in the hall, there appear to be angled vents carved into the, it was where the crown molding would be in a modern home, up around the roof.
Okay.
Well, or the ceiling, I'm sorry.
I'm dancing along the hallway. La, 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 la.
Absolutely nothing happens.
Yeah. I'll bet you there's some kind of gas or something around here, guys.
What's that going to do against the undead?
I don't know. Maybe it's
they don't breathe.
Acid
breathe
gas.
In. Yeah.
As you look up in, you can see what appear to be, like, as you look up into the alcoves, it appears like there are clay jars, for lack of a better term, like a clay vessel has been stuffed up in there.
Okay. Is that clay vessel removable?
You feel like you could wedge one out after a hot,
Engelbert,
hot minute.
Give me a boost. Okay. I'm going to grab one of these and we'll take it with us and we'll see what it is when we meet an enemy.
All right. As you,
they're
you
so know, heavy.
go ahead and thief tool me real quick.
Man, Wee Hoo's on a roll.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is significantly higher than before.
Okay.
So, oh.
What are we talking significantly
get
higher?
Dang.
For the people at home who can't see your die roll.
We're going to call it 29, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very
holy
good.
Crap.
So, yes, you managed to get one of the clay vessels out, and as you're removing it from the socket, you can hear something sloshing around inside of it.
Drink yeah.
It. And it's complete. It is a completely sealed, like, clay vessel.
Drink
yeah,
it.
I'm thinking yep. The first time we meet an undead, I'm going to huck that baby.
Shot, 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 shots.
All right. Clay bomb.
It's perfume.
And then to the left.
Lavender.
All right.
It's, yeah. It smells delicious.
We want these undead smelling nice.
Guys, they're going to come up here. They're going to come up here smelling good.
All right.
I mean, we are cooking pasties.
Yeah.
Well, no longer.
Well.
To the left.
I could totally.
I know it. Now I'm hungry.
All right. It's like, oh, man, that sounds pretty good right now. Meat pie? I'll take a meat pie.
All right. And again, you see more alcoves kind of carved into the...
Ugh. All right. Whatever. I'm bored. Keep moving.
All right.
Gotta leave some of these around.
So we can activate them as we run on by.
Oh, no!
Woo-hoo! Yeah, that's what's down that hall there.
All right.
As I continue to travel down this one hallway, and everybody else hangs out in the room.
It goes down another 10 feet before there is a... a door, another heavy iron door, barred from this side, leading to the west.
Perfect. I'll unbar that, baby.
All right.
Boot her open.
All right. The... The door opens up into another small chamber.
Okay.
This small chamber.
30 by 50 with an arch 15. Heading to the... Sorry, 15, not 50. Leading to the north.
All right.
Frescoes are painted along the walls depicting heroes of valor in acts of martial combat with each other.
Oh, Pappy. Hmm. I recognize it.
So there are spaces evenly throughout the wall. It looks like there are places for torches and that kind of thing. Speaking of which, other than his belt buckle, is anything else lit up?
My interest?
See with my elven eyes.
Yeah, you don't really need much, but what about the rest of you with stupid human eyes?
I'm not a stupid human.
No, I'm just near him, but I will strike off a torch and toss it in one of those sconces.
Okay.
Throw it at the halfling. With the oil.
Everybody knows that halfling flesh is made partly of asbestos. They don't burn.
It's like paraffin wax. It just melts away. Yeah. Weird. All right. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you can easily put a torch up into one of the rooms. Like I said, there is an archway leading to the north.
Okay. Let's check that archway. Right. I check it.
All right. Go ahead and roll me a perception check.
I mean, I'm not especially looking for traps. They said all those were off. My perception is a 20.
You guys never go right anyways.
Yeah, we're just gonna.
I just boxed off a corridor to the right because they're never going to use it.
Just cut it off.
We'll come around
to it.
It's
not even there.
All right. Spider webs hang pretty heavily all over this this archway, not really barring your way forward, but making it more difficult.
Good thing you got a torch.
Yeah, I mean, I light another one off from the pre-existing torch.
And just burn them away.
Yep.
Okay. Yep, too easy. They go up easily, just like any spider web would, revealing a...
huge spider!
No. Oh.
Spiders the size of small horses?
A huge bag of gold!
All right.
He didn't say no.
No.
Spiders a barrel of pickles!
Spiders with swords for legs!
Ooh!
Too much.
God,
too much.
Terrible. Oh. Second edition almost got killed by
you guys aren't ready for spiders with swords for legs.
Yeah, bad. Real bad.
All right. So it is a 20-foot hallway. Along the sides on the hallway are alcoves that have been carved into the walls, each alcove containing one desiccated body.
Gross.
Each one of them wrapped in funeral wraps. The sweet smell of like incense and things that they would have wrapped them with.
I hear you. Highly flammable.
Extremely flammable.
Are they? Yeah. Are these niches horizontal or vertical? Are they being like kept to the side, or are they just like in?
They're horizontal, as if they're, okay. Like each body is like laid into it.
All right.
Let's burn these draugr before they come after us.
And I was like. It's a little close in, maybe not this time.
We'll just poke everyone and be, are you undead? Are you
undead?
I mean, that's not check, actually a terrible
check their
idea.
Mouth for gold.
Wait, what?
Everybody knows.
Funeral rites in Gola actually is, everybody is buried with a small ring, a steel ring.
Steel, aw.
So... It's not common to have somebody buried with
anything
a huge
valuable.
Amount of treasure.
Yeah, that makes
it's
sense.
It's a way to dissuade grave robbers.
Yeah, yeah. We got to find the folks that are really important.
All right. So, yeah, making the way through here, going to check out the next area. Yeah.
All right. Through an archway at the end of the hallway, you find another room. 15 by 15.
Small room. All right.
In each corner of this room are
little black lines. I see them.
are displays of armor actually set up. The armor is of an antique style chainmail with a coat of plates put on over top of it.
Rusted and pitted, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, it's obviously been down here for quite some time.
All right. Anything additional where it's like, okay, this is out of place with that armor, like any accoutrements that might be attached?
Are you going up and checking them?
I'm
going
to kick this one.
Oh, I'm going to check.
I'm going to kick all this right. one over.
Go ahead and roll me an initiative.
Oh, no.
I guess if I'm going to roll low, I prefer it to be on initiative.
All right. Eric, as you approach, you hear a clacking of dried bones. And
what?
The... Well, like, they're creaking, dried bones, and, like, rustling up against each other. As the...
I mean, you play Skyrim, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Two of the...
like a marble rolling down the hallway.
God, played too much Skyrim.
I started playing it
on
again
two
recently.
Systems.
But...
Too much. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah.
Well, it's only out on like 13 different systems.
Right.
I'm pretty sure the new toaster I bought has Skyrim installed.
Yeah,
on it.
Exactly.
I feel like
somebody
play
it on their refrigerator
where you
before.
Can play it.
20 years from now, they'll be playing it on like what pregnancy tests?
Right. Like,
while they're waiting for results.
Don't worry, Elder Scrolls 6 is still on its way.
That's right. Come on.
God, how old is that game? It's 10 years old now, right?
Yeah.
Over,
I remember
over, it came out in 2009?
Yeah, I think so.
Dear
I
God.
Remember specifically not buying it for a couple of months because I was like, I'm going to lose my life in this game. And then I was like, oh no, they got the giants and the dragons. Yep. Well, I guess I'm on board. And yep, like 300 hours later.
Beth is confirming everything with every single facial expression she
oh, no.
has.
That was before a boof.
All right, so, yeah, she's only had to deal with the aftermath. If I can get everybody's cards in.
Put your put your hand down. They're right under.
Where did I put my card?
There you go. The smart people on this side have already done that.
I
handed
see.
It in. The big doofuses over there haven't done nothing.
I am a doofass.
I almost swore there because I wanted
to. You understood that.
But I said no. No, self. Don't do it.
Amazing restraint.
I'm glad that you
Did
had
you grab
to like,
mine?
Narrate
it's
it too.
It's on the box.
I've been thinking about grabbing yours for a long time.
And there goes the result.
Do you need a new card, Eric?
I have not.
Yes.
Easy enough, man. There you go.
It's bad if we can do commentary on what they're doing over there. Ah, there it goes. Now he's rummaging through his mother bowl and stuff down there. Oh, look at that. Oh, put it up. Good move, good move. Didn't worry about laying it down. All right,
he's got his pencil.
No!
He's got his pencil.
No!
You pretend like I don't have my life narrated to me constantly.
Internal narration for everything you do. God, that would get annoying quick.
Oh, man. Like, my youngest, for some reason, they watch a lot of the YouTube Let's Play stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have a YouTube channel, but he continues to announce every little thing that he does in a game at all times. Mm. And sometimes he'll turn the game off and go to the kitchen and narrate himself. I'm walking to the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen. Oh, that's what's open. That's open the fridge. It's in there. Nope, nothing I want in there. To which my immediate response is always, shut the hell up!
Don't you narrate the contents of my fridge?
I'm so tired of your voice. Just shut it! Shut it! Anyway, sorry.
You've had to tell them more than once.
Strong feeling.
I have gone away from physical discipline at this age.
That's a good idea.
But you
more so for myself because I'm not entirely sure I'm able to restrain myself.
I threw my back out.
Oh, my God.
Because they anger me so much more now that they're older and should know better than when they were younger and just ignorant.
All right.
Now they're stupid.
So the skeletons on the east side lumber forward and attack. I can keep it on the table.
What are you talking about? Which what?
Eric, you're being attacked.
All right, by Skeletrons.
Yes. Does a 16 hit?
It does not.
Whoop, whoop. A 16 doesn't hit.
No.
Okay, good. Will you go ahead and move the other one up behind Weehoo?
Okay.
Yes.
Weehoo. Just the two.
Hello. I was just getting ready to kick your brother over.
24.
Yeah. Reaction protection disadvantage on attack.
Ha ha. Sure.
So that will be a 22.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he rolled good.
Fine. I rolled good both times.
Yeah, well, good. I'm glad for you.
Take 6 points of damage as it brings a great sword down on top of you.
Oh,
but I feel that sword's only kind of okay.
No.
Mediocre sword.
At this point, yes.
Witness me, mediocre.
Actually, it's pretty crappy. It's pitted with rust and everything, yeah. So you'd need a tetanus shot if you were to ever get
still,
hit.
Still hurts.
All right. That was them. Next would be Aerith. Who's at the back of the line?
I stay at the back so I don't get hit with giant swords.
Yeah, and so you can blast your tunes.
You're even in the other room.
And laser beak.
Rumble, thunder.
Yeah, I mean, Rumble, I don't what's think the other I guy? Can really...
It's Rumble and who? Who's the other dude?
We can move through each other, though, right?
Nobody? Yeah. Nobody wants to tell me who it is?
Yeah. Yeah. I can't remember.
Who's the other guy? Because you had Laserbeak, Rumble, the cat, but there was another guy.
Man, I don't know.
It was Rumble, and there was some other dude.
Yeah.
Been a minute. Raphael, I believe.
There you go. Rumble, Donatello.
I heard he's rude, but cool.
I'll pop a shot at one of those skeletons that's in front of me.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm saying I never did anything.
Well, apparently you've never done anything.
That's a two.
Yeah, see?
Wait, what?
See what I'm saying?
No, it can't be. How?
I have never seen you roll a two.
I rolled a two.
Ever.
You still haven't.
Oh, I mean, if you roll a two, then yeah.
Well, usually when he rolls a two, it ends up being a 38.
So unless they have an 11 armor class.
They do not.
All right, well.
They donut.
All right, so next is Vander.
Well, do I have a... I can't swing at anybody, or can I... Wait, no, we
you
can
get up
people.
In
we
front
can
of me, and they won't get to swing on you as of yet.
10, 15, 20, 25.
Nope.
Right there.
There you go, yep. If you go forward another one, then that...
Then they get to swipe.
Weehoo. The one by Weehoo.
Well, you guys are the best.
Look at
I appreciate
me out.
All of you guys'
yep.
help.
Yep. You betcha.
You're just a little fella.
Six.
I am.
Yeah.
Dude, that looks really good from over here.
That's
what is
24.
That?
24.
That'll be hit. Yeah.
That going nice. That don't hurt.
Die. That's good stuff.
8 plus 4. Yaga.
Yaga. Wait a minute now.
This
are you using two hands on the blade or one?
What should I use?
Two hands
I'm
on the blade.
I'm using two hands on that blade.
D10.
Yeah,
D10.
Longsword's versatile.
You're versatile.
That's 8 plus 4. That's a 12 points of damage.
Whoop, whoop. All right, go ahead and tip him.
Suck it, skeleton.
Yeah, as Vander just blasts past me and whoa!
That may be the
that takes the thing's
third
arm off.
Melee hit that I've ever landed in 4 years on this podcast.
Pretty much.
I appreciate it.
Per your request, too, I also have critical hit and miss tables.
Yes!
Now,
so.
Oh,
yes!
You know, I'm going to be the first one to die from it.
Last session, it went good. I forgot that lid, and this is truthful. It's on my paper right here. Not, I didn't write it. It's text, typed. I'm lucky. When I roll a 1 on a d20 for an attack roll, check or ability save, I get to reroll it.
Yes.
I
That's
didn't
just
do
for
that.
Being a halfling.
Yeah,
halfling
I did not
stuff,
do that
right?
at any of my ones that I rolled last time. On attack rolls, saves, and ability checks.
Look, good thing you wrote that down.
Yeah,
I can barely remember if I put clean socks on this morning, so
that's
remembering
why.
Your character is...
Yeah, that's what, no, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault but my own. It's because I didn't write it down. It was already here on my sheet. Didn't pay attention.
We
anyway,
to talk.
Whose turn is it?
You can take like the halfling or the lucky feat too, and get even more of that. Just a heads up.
Three rolls, baby.
All right, Egglebert.
All right, I am gonna move up as close as I can so I can see one.
Well,
there's a spot for you right in the front.
Yeah.
You can hang out right next to him. Yeah. Hi, bud. What up? And then we'll make a little cross here. It'd be cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure. Mm-hmm.
Wait, there you go.
Which one is?
The dude you're facing is the bad guy.
I will
what's it smite called? Him, almighty smiter.
Sacred flame.
Yeah.
He's going to need to make a dexterity save, I believe.
Ha! Dexterity. Their worst thing.
Yeah, actually, no that's a one on the die, too.
Yeah!
This is going
to be a critical
failure on his part.
He rolled a one and gave himself brittle bone disease.
It's two halfling skeletons, one standing
all
on
right.
the
other. All right.
Trench coat.
Yeah.
Halfling centipede?
He is going to take 8 points of radiant flame Woo! From the god of man.
All right, Marks. Tip him.
Yeah, that's what you get. See my boys do?
Zap.
The halfling right. was bait.
This now ends the cartoon peril.
That hurt.
So, yeah, I'm going to take a look at armor, then all this stuff happens, and then I just look back down at the armor.
I went over to the corner. I was going to knock one of them over just to be a jerk, but then it attacked me.
I love this portrait of the god of man on your back.
I saw
I love
that.
God of man.
It's like embroidered it. on his tunic.
I forget which one.
For like those of you at home, we have personalized... initiative card.
I heard that there might be a bonus for having a portrait on my card, so I.
Oh, that would
I
be
remember.
My
yeah.
Best. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because,
do we get a bonus? Oh,
I need to draw a bonus.
Wait, do we? My card looks amazing.
Ken's got the rockin' beholder on his.
Ken's ears perk up. Bonuses.
How can I exploit this?
Numeric advantage through drawing. Oh man.
All right. Well, that hurt.
Things coming up.
All right. So as you're inspecting, like I said, it's a older style armor.
Mm-hmm.
The plates actually look like they're made out of hammered copper.
Okay.
Over top of a crude iron chainmail.
All right. All right. So,
green.
Not great.
Nope.
Gonna be green.
The swords are all rusty and pitted. Something you'd find in an archaeological dig.
All right. Maybe with a little less dirt. Got
nothing,
it.
Nothing of value. Let's open
all
this
right.
door.
All right. So, nothing there.
Skeletons.
Do we need to desecrate them so they don't come back?
Yes.
All right. Pee on them.
Both of you at the same time.
I'm not sure you guys know how this works.
Seems pretty desecratory to me.
You got to bless it.
You have to bless my pee?
Yep.
Bless it as I go.
Not go.
So they can make holy
hey,
water.
Hey, priest guy, go ahead and roll a religion check for
okay.
me.
Oh, all right.
Religion check go. That is a 12.
All right.
All right. Yeah, you're pretty sure you got a piano.
There's two sides. Yep. Two sides of the die. There's a good one. There's a bad one. All right.
The undead hate the ammonia.
As they're peeing on the corpses, you notice that the copper plates are engraved with ancient runes. Along the side of the old religion, which was like naturalism, before the Church of Man came in and took over as the state religion of Gola.
They're
heathens. Ruined everything.
Slaughtered the children of the forest.
These are heathen copper tops.
All right. So I'll pee on the rune. I'll pee it off. Like, you know.
Is that...
done with mud.
I'm going to...
What... You do. You could have gone to the bathroom before we came down here.
I did. You're just holding I have a very small bladder.
He's a hobbit. His bladder
what else
is like
did you drink?
Size
like
of a kumquat.
Blood of my enemies.
They don't look like a condition. They're obviously
what enemies?
So it would probably be fair to assume that they're not magical.
No, they're
points
they're
over at Vander.
Pretty roughed what? Up. Not necessarily. Well, A, because of the combat, but the other two that didn't come alive, they're they're still in good condition, but it's old. Like, it's corroded and green, and
yeah.
The chainmail is beginning to fall apart under its own weight. Things like that. So there is still a door in this room, though, right directly across from where you came into the room.
A door that's open.
Door.
It is not, actually.
I said I opened the door.
And
like
it is
an hour ago.
It is locked.
Oh.
What?
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Then I'll have to unlock it first.
Hey.
Do it to it.
Huh? Hey.
And check it for traps without setting them off.
I wonder how long it's been since they've changed the locks. Check that key.
Oh. Good thinking.
I mean,
might as well.
I get up to, I go up to, you know, you get my picks and tools, but then I pull a key out so I'd make sure these guys don't see it.
Guys, I don't know if I can get
and
this.
I check
this is
that
everything
first.
I got.
Slide, slide a hand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that they don't see that I pull the key out.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a 17.
You very obviously pull. No.
I believe it.
You pull the key out and look at it for a second and realize that it's about three sizes too small to fit inside of this
right,
particular
so, yeah,
lock.
There goes back. Right. Hey, pick locks. Hey, hey, hey. All right.
I feel personally attacked.
Skeleton key.
And again, that is a
I can't
pretty,
shut up.
I'm pretty confident. Can't. Now, but it's still
I'm not even going to acknowledge that, Rob.
<That's fair.
laughs> No. Is it
I will
a of
and
hand
shut
or whatever
up
for lock picking.
Yes.
14.
14. Yeah, yeah. It's an old lock, and you know, at first it's rusted, and you're jimmying it, and it doesn't want to move. But after a few seconds of kind of torquing on it, it pops open.
All right,
you torqued on
do
the
I,
key.
Do I any trapping or anything, you know, detective wise or anything like that, or
perception?
Doggone it! That
looks good.
That's a 9.
Looks good.
Ah, I sense no danger here. Boot.
All right. Boot the door open.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. All right, let's get out the magic pen.
Bounce off it.
Boom.
Boom. It's like welded in place. It's swelled up with time.
That's dope.
All right.
All right.
It opens up into another chamber. This one, 15 by
25?
Yeah, 25. Jesus.
25.
I couldn't
hey,
math.
Hey, hey, nobody says I moved in. Get
my
the, yeah, get
my
out
entire
out of here.
Brain
get
shut off there gun for a second, I'll Eric. It's like,
I understand.
I'm getting old.
Everybody has to have a concussion before they come here.
One makes of the it, prerequisites.
Makes the jokes funnier.
That's why the
no,
door to the building.
Yeah, it makes the jokes funnier. We just right can't talk when we're right doing it in character.
Yep. This one, you enter into this room, and again, the walls are painted in various scenes of a man on a hunt.
All right.
Chasing foxes on horseback with a spear in hand.
Okay. So it's just painted directly on the walls here?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Again, there are carvings in where you can put a torch into the wall, kind of view the scenes a little bit better.
Well, then I'll pop another torch in the sconce there and then light up another okay one.
As you kind of go over to put it into the wall, you notice that on the man's belt in the picture, yeah, there is a white hunting horn slung from his belt. It stands out to you as it's got the same similar runes to the ones that were on the armor, like painted onto it in black.
Interesting.
The Horn of Valir.
Let's
over
not go that far.
The White Horn of Hunting.
Let's go over take a look closer look at that. Egelbert, you said that you looked like you recognized those runes earlier.
Yes.
Anything that you're getting from this?
These are also heathens.
I'm not even going to bother.
All right.
Also, in the far northeast corner is another heavy iron door.
All right. So that particular horn, you're saying it stood out. Press on it a bit.
It's bright white compared to the rest of the, where it looks like the paint is faded, but the horn itself looks like it's bright white.
Press on that horn.
Hey, go ahead and roll me a dexterity save.
Oh boy. This isn't gonna be good.
Ha, wasn't me.
I tried to warn you.
Oh,
that's
look
20.
At that.
That's Oof. 20.
You managed to, like, you press on it, and it moves inward slightly, and you managed to, like, pull your hand back just in time as a small needle comes shooting out of it.
The Gamja Bar.
Yes.
Tell you about touching things.
directly at your feet, you hear a very harsh noise as stone slides on stone and a small compartment opens up in the floor.
Ooh.
I was waiting for you had to be the penitent man. Drop and roll.
penitent man. Kneels before God.
Inside, you find a small chest.
Oh, that bloody chest.
About 1 foot by 6 inches.
Okay. Let's take a look inside here.
It is locked.
Well, I know a guy. I without looking, I hand the chest over in your direction.
Aha! My time to shine.
He just runs over and tackles it.
I got it! They're punching it. How dare you attack his feet?
Sorry, you did.
Halflings don't understand, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's a container. All right. Hold on. Let me see what I do here.
I'm going to.
And we'll find out what you did.
Oh, he just rolled.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, he didn't. What is that? What did he roll?
It is a 14 on the die.
Definitely rolled that one.
He rolled that.
Yeah, and we'll find out what it does. Next time on Are You Wearing a Helmet?
Oh, man.
Cliffhanger. Right, hold on. Let me take a picture of that so I don't forget what it is. It's going to be like 3 months where you do this again.
Maybe.
I got it. Rolling in my super sweet dice box that I got here
at Excelsior Games and Comics.
Yeah.
That is a pretty sweet dice box. Right. I like that.
Thank you for joining us for another adventure of Are You Wearing a Helmet? I've been the DM, Keith Allen, and I'm joined by the players.
Ken.
Rob, I guess.
Kosher Dill Spears.
I am not Pickle Rick playing Vander Knox.
And as always, a huge thanks to Bob Hernandez for putting up with us.
Just regular Rick.
Regular Rick.
I'm just Rick.
And our hosts here at Excelsior Games and Comics. Can be found at ExcelsiorGamesAndComics.com.
GNC.
GNC.
Excelsior GNC.
Right. If you're gonna do it right.
Stupid.
Do it with me. You know what I'm saying?
It's okay. It's just my livelihood. Don't worry about it. Say whatever you want. Just
I love this place. I spend money here.
Keith is on his way out the door right now.
I get no respect.
Hey, whoa. That finger's not nice. Put that back down, Keith. Come on. Both of them.
We hope that you'll join us next time on Are You Wearing a Helmet, where we will finish the catacombs.
Hooray!
Hey!
Right. You think we're going to get it done that in one set? Okay.
I think we can get it done next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should be easy. I'm going to run.
All right. We hope to hear. See you next time.
Goodbye.
That was weird.